Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Garden Report is powered by PrizePicks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. After hours with Josue Pavone,
The
Celtics won 124-107 to close out this mini homestand on to Milwaukee on Tuesday. And they closed it out in a double-digit fourth quarter with the bench in again, the Spies and Peyton Pritchard to the world. Pritchard strong in this one. No Jason Tatum. So Jaylen Brown led the way with almost 30 points. You had good games from Derek White, Drew Holiday as well. But it ended up being a close one at halftime, just 8 points between the two teams because of Delano Banton in large part, as well as 22 Portland offensive rebounds. Banton finishes with 28 and 9 assists in this one, a regular line for him since he went over to Portland. Not the most efficient shooting, finishes 3-for-9 from 3, but was able to attack consistently throughout this game. And that was a strong stretch from him to close the second. He had some runs in the second half as well. So what we're going to ask here is, did the Celtics make a mistake moving on from Delano Banton?
I don't think they did, Bobby. I really don't. I just think there wasn't that much of an opportunity for him in the sense of having extended minutes and being a pillar in Joe Mazzulla's rotation. I didn't see that, you know? Like, who was he going to play over on the Celtics team in terms of getting consistent minutes? And when you're given that type of opportunity in a team that's sort of the bottom feeder of the Western Conference, or one of those teams that is just completely out of the playoff picture, you kind of have that free range. You kind of have that pressure lifted off, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to get the opportunity. I'm getting these shots. I can put up almost damn near 30 attempts in this space. And I think Ban's been comfortable in that position right now, you know, and I think a lot of that has to do with what he went through here in Boston, to be honest with you. I think that's why he's forever thankful for what happened here, because playing on a championship caliber team, I mean, it does challenge you on a night-to-night basis, whether you're in practice or whether you're at the games. And obviously it wasn't always easy for Bannon to get consistent minutes, but he got a start in this, you know, on this team, in this system. And I just think it's not easy for everyone to adapt, you know, especially on the defensive end of the floor, where Celtics do a lot of switching and in terms of guarding a lot of space, you know, and just having to adapt to that. I think it wasn't always a seamless transition for him, but clearly, you know, it made an impact, and he's making the most of his opportunities in Portland. So I'm happy for him. I really am. I just don't look at the situation as, man, the Celtics really missed a huge opportunity here, or, man, this guy could be huge for the Celtics in the playoffs. I just think it's more of a volume thing with him and what's going on with the Trailblazers.
Here's a couple questions I asked him after the game about the difficulty of not playing in Boston and whether or not he needed this opportunity in Portland to get all that playing time and shots Josue just talked about. Is that easy or difficult for you, knowing that, all right, I'm not going to play a ton, but I'm going to be learning a lot? Or do you always look at it and say, like, I could be doing these, you know, 10, 20-point games if I got the opportunity?
You know, it's definitely difficult, you know, for any guys in the NBA. You know, I feel like everyone, there's a lot of guys in the league who don't have that opportunity that may be able to show what they can do if they get the opportunity. But, you know, I feel like just trying to stay ready, you know, trusting in the work. Every day you have to wake up and be a professional, regardless, man. We're in a place of work, you know, we're in a workspace, and no one wants to be in there with a bummed guy. You got to come in regardless, player. Now you got to be able to put a smile on your face, got to be able to come in work. And, you know, trust the work that you put in. And, you know, that goes a long back. You know, we've been playing basketball for our whole lives. So, you know, we have fun doing it too. So coming into work is not a big hassle for us. So, you know, just trying to figure out ways to stay professional if you're not playing. And, you know, just stay ready. Stay ready when your name's called and, you know, try and make the most of it.
So I'm going to go yes on it being a mistake. A small one, it's not going to kill them. They'll be able to find some other guys. And they already did in Jaden Springer, who they're going to try to develop at that spot. And if this developmental run continues, Maine Celtics making the G League Finals behind Jordan Walsh and some other contributors up there like J.D. Davison, they'll be okay. And they still have another year of Sam Hauser on their contracts books here. I viewed Banton here as more of a wing than that point guard position he's playing in Portland.
Right, but that's actually a good point. That's also a good point to bring out. I mean, it's a crowded backcourt here, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone could tell you that. Yeah, that's a good
point.
So
it was a killer to not get shooting from him here, and that's why you move on from him. But if you remember, they trade him – for a second round pick that's not going to convey. So they effectively give him away for nothing to bring in Springer and open up a roster spot, maybe save a little money too, I'd imagine. So you didn't need to get rid of him. That to me is the killer there. He had another year on his contract at like the minimum, so could have brought him back for another year to keep developing, maybe signed him after that if this continued. So you weren't going to get 20 points from him here. But guys are down. You have these nights like tonight where the fourth quarter, give those guys some run. I just don't think there was an urgency to get rid of him. And I know, as we've talked about here, the likelihood is they're going to sign Demaeus Cata to that 15th spot. You're probably going to need him even less than you would have been at that center spot. Right. That's pretty crowded in the future. So I don't think they expected this. If you said to Brad Banton, if you played him 20, 30 minutes, he'd score 20, 30 points, I think he probably would have kept him around. But they didn't see this from him here, so they felt comfortable moving on from him. And I bet if you asked Brad truthfully, he'd probably say, oh, I probably would have held on to him if I knew this.
Maybe. But I just think, again, getting that opportunity, which is really hard for him, you know, especially here in this system where he has to, you know, compete with the wing position, which is not even, you know, to begin with, there's not a whole lot of minutes there. And then Sam Hauser, I think, has made a humongous statement that he belongs in that rotation. He certainly, I agree 100%. So, I just think a lot of those contributing factors kind of left him to be the odd man out, you know. And you can say the same thing about Lamar Stevens. I think that was their ceiling, or at least their target, in terms of latching on to a meaningful role. It was going to be addressing the wing position, secondary
another
wing
guy.
Position.
Tough to see him go and play well elsewhere too.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just think it's one of those things where Southern just made that decision. And like you said, whether it's, you know, it is definitely between saving money and giving other guys, so maybe another chance that they're looking for down the road. But I just think with Banton, it was like, okay, let's see what you got now. If you don't have it, we'll keep it moving. You know, I just think it was that sort of predicament for him when he first came into the squad.
Chauncey Billups even said a week ago, this probably isn't the real Ban you're going to see on a full-fledged Blazers
team. Even his
team.
Head coach said that. That's a wild statement to me.
So he's a good player. He's a good scorer, he said. But this is a outcome of expanded opportunity shots, all the rest. And you know, we talked about that on the postgame show as well tonight. You can check that out.
Chauncey
media
pretty much telling us the Celtics did the right thing.
Celtics All Access. Check those channels out. Subscribe. We'll have postgame coverage of Celtics Bucks from Moat on Tuesday, last road game of the regular season for the Celtics. Think a national TV game as well. So check us out after that. Check out our interview with Banton and others after this game on CLNS Media. And of course, check out all our coverage over at clnsmedia.com. And of course, shout out to our official daily fantasy sports partner, PrizePicks. Go to prizepicks.com/CLNS and get 100% matching bonus up to $100. He's Josue Pavone. I'm Bobby Manning. Blazers, Celtics, done. Celtics win 124-107. Bucks on Tuesday. Knicks Thursday. Hornets Friday. So a loaded week for the Celtics to finish out the regular season. We'll have it all covered here. See you then.
Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.